We are learning Masechtas Chulin, Daf Lamed Omid Beis, but we are starting Lamed Omid Aleph, 14 lines from the bottom, at the end of the line. Mosif Rebbe Elazar. The first words on the line are Shenemar Chetz Shachut, end of that line. We are asking Akasha on the Mandiyamo holds that you need a Shechita Mifura'as, you have to have a Shechita that's open, and it can't be two or three places. We have a Kasha on that from a Mishnah later on Omid Beis. Mosif Rabbi Elazar, Shnayim Oichs Mesakim V'Shechtin, if two people take a knife and they shecht, one behema, and each holding on to the knife, I feel Echad L'mayla V'Echad L'mata, Shechitasek Shera. So we weren't sure what this means. We thought maybe each one's holding their own knife, and two people are shechting, and one person's shechting higher up, one's lower down, and it's a good Shechita. It seems like they're each doing a shechita different spot. And let's say you learn like Rashi, a fi Rashi, it's a problem. If you have a shechita in another spot, then it can't open up well. So here, how's a good shechita with two people shechting two different spots? L'chor is not shechita meforas, and l'fi the other pshat, the shulta's pshat. The problem over here is that you see from here that it's not in the same spot, the two shechitas, and still it's kosher. And therefore, the Gemara has a problem over here that it's not shechitim for us. How can it be kosher when one shechting lamaila and one shechting lamato, each shechting their own knife? Only Rabbi Yirmiya, Mishu Seinu, B'sakin Echol, Shnei Bnei Adam. We're talking about one knife. We're talking about one knife, two people. And what does it mean, Echol lamaila, Echol lamato? If two people holding one knife, it's in the same spot. Zog Rashi, the bottom Rashi. Umay Echol lamaila, Echol lamato, denokti sakina ba'alachsoin. They held it on a diagonal. So it turns out, one person's holding the knife lower down, and one's higher up on the neck. So it comes out, the shechita is on a diagonal. She's on the diagonal, that's what it means. It's still kosher, as the Mishnah says, that's kosher, but it's only about one knife. And therefore, it's one incision, and it's not a problem of shechita for us, but it's one incision, and that opens up, so it's one shechita. If that's the pshat, Braisa goes and explains the Mishnah and says like this. That it says echel amayel v'chlamata is kosher. Ain choishin shem yitfu zel zel. We're not choishish. Maybe one will cause the other one to make the behema into a trefo, make the behema into a apostle. So that's what it says. They're not worried about that. So the yom bishlama b'shdei stakinim b'shdei b'yadim. This is what each one has their own knife. Shapi, I understand what the chiddush is. What's the chiddush? Now the tema you would say lechosh dumo samchi adadi that maybe the each samech and each other do roiv of the simon. But each one won't do right, they'll put semich on another person. So I would think that's not good. Kamash v'lon, that when two people do a shechita, two sakinim, it works. Kamash v'lon, you're not choshev for that. Eliyam, b'sakin echa, both of them want one knife. V'shnei b'yodim and two people, and just on a diagonal. What exactly are you worried about? Ha'ein choshev shem yitvu za'azeh. There's no chashash, they're not going to do right, they're doing it together. So they know exactly what each other is doing. So, what's the chshash? The chshash is shem yidushu zel zel b'yle. Just say there's a chshash that if the two people are grabbing onto it, so maybe one person will push more than the other one, and then it'll be a problem of derusa, which means when you push down and you don't go back and forth. Because since they're not all, there's not one person might pull this way or that way, and that'll cause derusa. But it shouldn't say shem yidushu zel zel, it's just shem yidushu zel zel. Omri abavin, you're right. Tony, you'll have to be gurus in Braisa, in Choshen now on top on base, in Choshen, Shema Yidroishu Zelza. But that we're not Choshen, Shema Yidroishu, that will cause a Drisa. Like Rashi says, what's the Chash? So we just spoke out. This guy pulls this way, this guy pulls that way, and each one's pushing down. It shouldn't come off at once, it shouldn't be like a chop off instead of going back and forth. So that's the Chiddush of the Braisa. So the answer is like this. We're talking about really one sakin, and it was a lach sign. And what's the chiddush? Chiddush is, they're not worried about drusa. It says, shloi yitifu zelza, yigaris, shloi yidroisu zelza. Look at more, another kasha. Moser Rav Oven. From a Braisa. Braisa says, shochet es ha-veshet lamato, vishechted the veshet lower down, closer to the body of the behema, v'sakona lamayli, shechted the kona on top. So it's clearly two different spots, it looks like. Oy, what the opposite? Either the veshet higher up and the kana yeshachdi. Yeshachdi both simanim, both roiv both simanim, or the whole both simanim, but it wasn't the same spot. What's the halacha of the braisa says? Shchitasek sheira. Here's a bamba kasha. It's not shchitam for us. It's not open as one because one's over here and one's over there. It's not a shechita that's mefaras, that's an open shechita because it's two different places. One is on the kana lower down, one's on the veshet higher up. How can you say in the shechita mefaras? First over here, that you could do on each simon in a different spot. And for the Gemara, who Moisiv lo mafarik lo, he answered, "Veshchita asuri kekolmes." It was taka did on a diagonal, like the sharp part of a pen, which means veshet lamata and kona lamailo mean that you started by the shechting the kona close to the head, and you went on a diagonal and you know towards the body of the behema, and this way it would land up being the veshet lamata. So you did it on a diagonal. And this way, you could have a shechita mefaras and have it different spots. But about it wasn't just randomly here and over here. It was a one diagonal and one shechita and one mefaras, one opening, but just it was on a diagonal. Therefore, one was lamat, one was lamayla. And that's how we answer this question. So, who tura, there was certain shar, certain acts, the ishchat b'shtayim shemekayimis, the shechita at 2-3 places, which is a problem of faras. All Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta, walked in. Shakum shufre. He took from a piece. Mine was the best piece of steak, the rib steak. He took the rib steak to eat. So obviously he holds the kosher shechita. Omle Rav Zera, we see from what you're doing. L'manata Rabbeinu, from that you're taking this piece of meat. The Rashi says b'laki chazu that they're taking this piece of meat. We see from here Mishnah Seinu. The Mishnah says Shnai Ma'ichzim Masakin, and they shecht it. It's talking about Shnei Sakinim, Shnei Bnei. Can be two different knives, two different people, and two different spots. Because you obviously hold there is no chisaron, there's no chiv of shechita mifuraas. You don't have to open shechita. You can even have a shechita in two different spots. That's what it seems like. Mishman Diyama. So the Maravait took a little bit of psul chalada. Psul chalada means when the knife is covered. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Hichlid es asakin bein simon and simon, which means the behemah has two simonim. So let's say you're going to shecht when the behemah is upside down. So you stick your knife in between the kona and the veshet, and you shecht the veshet. So here, it was covered. You couldn't see the knife when you shecht the veshet because the kona on top was still intact and it was on top of the knife. So the halach is, it's possible. Hichlid es asakin bein simon and simon paskoi. Psula, the halach is a pasul shchita. Psul chalada, one of the five shchitas that are pasul malach Moshe Sinai is chalada. This is called chalada and it's pasul. Tachas or, but let's say you make a tiny incision in the skin and you stick a knife under the skin and you cut both simanim, you know, kiragel, kedar, keorche. Halach is it's ksher, it's kosher. Why? Because the or is not considered part of the makam shchita. It's considered like a davar chitzayni. And since it's davar chitzayni, that covering is not called chalada. Just like you understand, if you put a blanket over your knife while you shecht it, it wouldn't be a problem. So here also, our skin is like that. We only work with the simonim and the bones, not with the ar. For Eitim Marakash, there are no bones there. We only work with the simonim that cover it, not the ar. So Mara first wants to know the first line. What's the kamashulon? The chalada bein simon simon is possible? That's a Mishnah. My kamashulon. What exactly is the Rav teaching us? Tanina, it's the first Mishnah, later on the Lama Beis, it says, which means like this. That case in that Mishnah was, you shechted the first simon properly, and then you stuck your knife behind, let's say you shechted the kana regular, going tap the bottom, and then you stuck your knife in under the veshet, because if you went straight down, then it'll be open, it'll be uncovered because you shechted the kana. But now you went under the veshet, and you went up, and you made a shechita up. So what's the halacha? And you snapped it. It's pasul shchita. Shaila what it is. Rabbi Shevei ma nevela. It's a nevela. Give him a treifa. It's a shaila. It's a nevela or a treifa. But definitely it's disqualified. It's not a good shchita. So it's the first of Mishnah. The chalav is not a good shchita. What exactly is Rabbi Huda Rav teaching us that hichla sakim is simon simon is pasul? I know it's pasul. So after Gemara, even Mastisim, if you finish the Mishnah, Havamina, Hanemili Matal Ma'al. Deal like we explained. You did the first simon keorche. Then you stuck your knife under the second simon. He went up. So you shecht a little different now. It's a different type of shechita. So maybe their chalot is a problem. Hanemilim mamata l'mayla from bottom to up. Look up derech shechita, not doing the derech shechita. Mayla mata. But if you do mayla mata, and here's an example, you went to the second one first, and then mayla mata, went top to bottom, you did it, the direction of shechita was a regular way. Oh, derech shechita, you did it the regular direction of shechita. Eim ha-shapadami, who cares? I did all the simon first, now I'll come to this simon. Kemas v'lo, it's still called chalot. If it's under the simon, it's still called chalot. That's the chesh v'nora. Now the second part of Hudam Rav was that Tachas Ha'ar Kasheira. If you do it under, you dig it under the skin, you do the shechita, it's kosher. Be Rav Amri, Be Rav argues. Be Rav Amri, it means the yeshivas of Rav say b'shem Rav, not like Rav Yehuda. Tachas ha'or ain't idea. I'm not sure about tachas ha'or. I'm not sure if that's called chalada. It could be it's called chalada. I'm not so sure it's called davar chitzoni. It's part of the animal. It's part of the chefs of the animal. I'm not so sure it's called davar chitzoni. So Gemara wants to know, Fida Bei Rav, the whole tachas ha'or is a shayla. Abaylu Bei Rav, the Amri, tachas ha'or ain't idea. What about tachas matlis? Now, what if you put it under a towel? You put a towel on top of the knife, on top of the neck, let's say, and then you start shechting under that towel. You know, Bishlam, for the first time, I held the R is not even called cover of short towels, Davi Chitzani. It's something that's not part and parcel, inherently part of the animal. But here, when the author is saying that even Tachas R is a Shaila, so maybe Tachas Matlis also. Another Shaila is that if you say that Matlis is a problem, part of the Suffolk, what about Tachas Semer Mesuvach? It has a lot of hair, has a lot of wool by the neck, and you put the knife under that, Mahu. What's the halacha? So, the only thing is that the Achreinu are bothered that matlis is more chitzoni, more something from the outside than tzemer mesubach. So it's out of order. So first say, tachas tzemer mesubach was the halacha, if or is a shayla, what about tzemer? And then lastly, tachas matlis. And it's taka the girsa the rosh, they bring down on the Gilead and Sadia. That's taka the girsa the rosh, the opposite order. The first marsh declared takas semer mesuvach, then takas matlis. But our girsa is very sfer. The Izzak Sam Shoifu answers that the case of takas matlis was, it wasn't stam a towel, it was a band aid that was on the behemoth. So, and he went under that. So that's more part and parcel of the behemoth than even semer, because the animal needs it to for refuah. And therefore, that's why there was more tzad. It's called chalad. It's called a part of the animal. And then the next shayla is, if that, I don't know, what about tzemer mesubach? Is that better or not? That is the Gemara shayla. And either way, we end with a teku. All these shaylas of chalada, we stay with a teku. Boy, Rav, Papa, hichlev miyat samanim. Let's say you make chalada miyat samanim. Rashi learns, avada, if you did chalada in the beginning, of course it's no good. It means at the end. Which means that you shechter rev v'simanim, then you took out the knife, and you put it under the miyat, and you shech the rest of the miyat from under it. So there was chalada. So the question is, mao, is the problem chalada after you already yotzi yeshchita, you did roif. So maybe the rest is just like cutting a piece of meat. Or, since it's part of the shchita still, because I didn't, until I finished the simanim, it's really technically part of the shchita, so maybe it's a psul, mao, mao comes out with a teiku. And it's a very important Rashi over here. Rashi says that teiku, v'chol teiku di isur l'chumra. And he says that all these shaylas will always go l'chumra by all these shaylas. So then he asks, now we have a four sugya of agrama, and there it sounded like if you did the first two-thirds without agrama, then did agrama at the end, it would be kosher. And all of a sudden now we're saying that even something at the end is puzzle. So Safik lives is puzzle. So what's going on over here? It said before clearly that agrama at the end was good. So that Rashi answers, Echanami, that Gemara is the Shloya Liba Dehuchasa. Our Gemara that has a bunch of tekus will hold dear to Shiloh also. And Echanami, do a Grama at the end, will be the same Suffolk, Lirsura, will be a Chumra. That's what Rashi comes out. Tosis argues. Tosis says that it's better by a Grama, it's better than here. By a Grama, it's not in the Makam Shchita. So there it's sound like butchering an animal. Mashainki in here, the Chaloda was in the Makam Shchita, it's worse. And therefore, here would be a bigger Shiloh going to Chumra because the Chaloda is B'makam in the Shchita. So Akapotam, that's a Machlokes Rashi and Tosis, but in any case, we are going to Chumra all these cases. There is another Machlokes Rashi Tosis, the Gabi, what the Shaila of Hichlid B'miyat is, Ayin Tosis B'Shem, their Bein Otam. Zog the Mishnah further, new Mishnah. HaShaykh HaShnei Roshim Ke'achad, which the Gemara said before, this is my Kachim. V'Shech two heads at once, Shchitasek Sheir. It's Kosher, but it's B'di'evet, because by Kachim, the Chathil, you should not Shech two heads at once. Vait in the Mishnah, and this could be even by Chulun, like Roshash points out, Shnayim Oichsim Masakim Veshechtim. I feel Echel Mamato VeEchel Mamaylo Shchitasik Sheira. If it's two people take a knife and they shecht, so Shaila what it means, either two knives or one knife, just they did it diagonally, one's the Mamaylo, one's the Mato. The halacha is it's kosher, and it's a Shaila if it's Chatchilo. But the Eved Ayn the Achrayim. Some say it's not Lechatchilo because they have that Chshash that you may do the Hadrasa. But others say no, it's Mashmat it's Kosher Lechatchilo. And this is by Chulin at least it's Kosher Lechatchilo. By Kachim it would be also lechatchila because of a pasuk. But in any case, two people to hold on to a knife and they shecht, even one l'mal mata, it's kosher, or even two spots according to some amarayim. And it's a shayla in the achrayim if it's b'di'evet or not. Zok the Mishnah Vaita, hitiz es aroy shavas achas. Let's say you push the sacking so hard that it cut off the simonim at once. At once. Like someone who chops a squash, piece of squash. The lach is psula. Because the way you do shchita is you go back and forth. Back and forth. So that's a lach. Psula. Hoya shaychet hit his esaroish vasachas. So let's say he didn't try to do that. He was doing a regular shechita, and all of a sudden the head, the svanim just snapped right away. So then we have to check. It's possible it's still kosher. Why? Because he says he didn't push down. So he didn't do hadrasa. It went so quick. What happened? So he says like this. If the sakin, we'll see in the Gemara, means if the sakin is so long, it's like double the size of the neck. So then it's kosher. Because then it's like a moile chomei, like going back and forth. Because he went the first length of the neck on the sakin, then the next one, and then it was severed. So it turns out it was like a moilichu maybe. It was like back and forth because it was the length of two knives. Then it's kshera. This is all talking about a case where he didn't do drusa. But here you could assume, even though it went so quick, since it's a long knife, it's like a moilichu maybe and it's kosher. So that's the halacha. So it is reish vasachas on purpose puzzle. Hoyashoichet v'hit is reish vasachas. Then if it's moilichu, it's kosher. Hoyashoichet the guy was shechting v'hit is shnei reish vasachas. He did the same thing and he was cutting two heads. And they both severed right away. So there you also need an extra mali tzavah. You only need one mali tzavah. Miyashu sakin, mali tzavah, echad, it's ksheira. Again, because all you need is double the size of the neck, and then you can call it a mali chamevi. Medvar omurim bezman shahilich lehevi, or hevi vahilich. This is going back on the sakin. There has to be a long sakin. You only need a long sakin if you only go one direction, and then it fell off, so you have to have enough length that it can be considered like it went back and forth. But if you went back and forth and then it got severed, a filu with a small sack and a filu kosher, a filu ismal, even if I have a small sack and a filu ismal, a little razor, a little mila knife, whatever it is, it's kosher because there you're going back and forth. So there it's not a problem of drusa because clearly going back and forth, and therefore it's kosher. Zot gemar, not a mili. How do I know these halachas? Omar Shmuel de Omar Kra, Chetz, Shochel, Lashoinom, Mirma, Dibar. Which means that the tongue of a Baal Shnar is like a chetz, but we're comparing chetz shachut. So you see, chetz hashaych is a shechita, teaching us that just like the chetz, it flies through the air, it's like meshicha, or some say because you pull back the arrow and shoot it, that's what it sounds like from a sefer sichas chulin. But in any case, since you find that a chetz is meshicha, so shechita also has to be adei meshicha, which means going across slowly, but not snap down. Here you learn that it has to be a meshicha. Tana Rebbe Shmuel, different drasha. It says in the pasuk, "Shachat es ben abakar." So, "Shachat ein v'shachat lo mashach." Shachat means mashach. How do I know? Chenu Eimer zav shachut. It says about the zav they used in the Beis Hamikdash by Shlomo HaMelech. It says zav shachut. What is zav? Geshechten a zav. You slaughtered gold. No, it means gold that's smoothed out into threads. That's mashach. So you see, shachat means mashach. And another pasuk says, "Chet shachol shadim meradiba." Same pasuk we just said before. The Gemara doesn't ask why he both pasukim. Agav, Rabbi Yisrael learned that from the word of shachah, beginning of this parak, that "pemokim shachach chateyu." So Tosfos asks his kash. Tosfos says, "You see both things in the pasuk." In any case, same as shachah means a mashach, and also it says, "Chet shachol shadim meradiba." My boy, why need a second pasuk? Chet tema. Maybe you'll say, "Zav shachot" means that it doesn't mean zav mashach. It means shenitva kechot. It means, Zav Shachot means that they made the Zav into a Chot. But you don't say the word Shachot means now Mashach. Tashema, Chet Shachot is showing. We wrote all the pasuk that says klar, that Chet Shachot, that Shachot is similar to a Chet, and a Chet is the arrow, and an arrow you have in Mashicha. Zot the Gemara. Rava Ava Badli Giril Rabbi Yehuda Bar Tachlifa. Rava checked a arrow to see if it has any begimais, and he nicks in it. It was very smooth, as an arrow, and he gave it to Yehuda Bar Tachlifa, who was a sharp shooter. And he shechted the oif while I was flying. He shot the arrow at it, and while I was flying, it shechted the simanim. Great thing, Gemara Kasha. How can you do that? Maybe it went through the neck, and it shechted the simanim by going under the simanim. So that's chalada. But dumma avad chalada. How do you know that it shechted on the outside? Maybe it was on the inside. Then it's chalada. Like we said, if it's covered, it's chalada. Zok the Gemara. No, chazinon. Now on top of Amud Aleph, chazinon gitfi the mifrimi. You see that the feathers by the neck were all frayed. So you see clearly the shechita was on the outside. If the shechita would go through the neck and out the other side, it would just make a hole. But if it's all frayed, you see it shechted on the outside and it went through the simanim because it frayed on the outside of the nitzos. Frayed tomorrow, v'abayu kisu. You need kisi adam. You need kisi adam by oif. So how do you kisi adam? It's in the ear. Remember, the oif is in the ear and the blood falls down to the floor. V'chitem, you'll find the blood, the mechasile, but there's a problem. You know what the problem is? V'amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav, ha-sheichet, shorach shidin ofer lamata. When you do kisi adam, the dam has to land on offer. So you have to shechet above offer, and then you put offer on top of that. How do we know that? So she's going to offer lamato and the offer lamaila. How do I know? Shenema v'chisol be'afar. Don't say v'chisol afar. It says v'chisol be'afar. Offer lenema ela be'afar. It has to be in the afar. So the afar has to be in the bottom. Malame shesheicha tzarich in offer lamato. Put soft mud, soft sand on the bottom, and offer lamaila ve'offer lamaila. So the Gemara here, the case was the mezamli offer the kula paksa or paska, the whole plateau that you were that the bird was flying over, you prepared offer there, either by plowing it or by bringing offer there, and you meyached it, you mezamele. He said, this is my offer for Pekis Adam. And when I landed on that, so then it's considered falling on offer. And then I covered it with more offer above it. That's what I did. And that's how I was mekayim my din of Kisi Adam. And the shechita was on the outside because you saw that the things were frayed, the feathers were frayed on the outside. And that's how he did a good shechita. It wasn't chalada, it was a kosher shechita through and through.